The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Be seated. We hear in our gospel lesson tonight that we just read that the shepherds were in the fields at night keeping watch over their flocks. And I don't know about you, but when I'm in a field at night, there's only one place I can keep my eyes, which is straight up at the heavens, right? On a crystal clear night, I was at Joshua Tree National Park a couple weeks ago, and it's like your eyes are just drawn up into the Milky Way and up into the stars. And I have to wonder about those shepherds. You know, if you don't know this about shepherds, shepherds are the most dubious, most scoundrel of all sort of characters in the ancient world. If you didn't know this, shepherds were so untrustworthy that their word was unacceptable in a court of law. They couldn't testify and be trusted. They were pretty much the lowest of the low in the ancient world. But these are probably good Jewish shepherd boys, right? They go to synagogue every once in a while. And so I have to wonder, as they looked up at the stars, if they didn't know Psalm 8. That's what you do when you go to synagogue. You recite the Psalms. So if you don't know Psalm 8, as you look at the stars, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the world. Out of the mouths of infants and children, your majesty is proclaimed above the heavens. And when I consider the stars, the works of your fingers, the moon, the stars, and their courses, what is mankind that you are mindful of us?" I love that. As I look at the stars, I like to say, "Who am I? Who am I that you're mindful of me?" What the shepherds probably didn't know, that we know today, is that the world that they're standing on, the earth, is 4.5 billion years old. 4.5 billion years old. And the heavens that they were looking at that night are about 14 billion years old. And he's just got to kind of wonder, like, how does God keep track of all this stuff? You know? All of those galaxies and stars and planets. We hear in the Bible that God keeps track of the hairs on our heads. Like, how does God keep track of all this stuff, right? And if you're a shepherd, you have to be thinking, boy, God probably knows the names of Caesar and Quirinius, who is the governor of Judah, I think, but certainly not me. Who am I? Who am I that you would be mindful of me? Like, as if God is a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, right? CEO is going to know the names of her VPs, but certainly not the guys in the mailroom. Right? Not me. Not a shepherd. Who am I that you would be mindful of me, O God? In a church where I served as pastor a number of years ago, there was a carpenter who was one of our most absolute faithful assisting ministers, right? He was the guy, like tonight, I don't have an assisting minister tonight. We couldn't find one. Well, this guy, Glenn would show up for anything, anytime. He'd do it every day of the week if he could. But Glenn was also the kind of guy, I loved the man, he was a talented carpenter. He was the kind of guy who, though, he couldn't keep a job, right? If you took Glenn out for coffee, you knew you were paying the bill, right? You know people like this? And I loved Glenn so much, but Glenn had a hard time keeping a job. And so one time during church, he and I are standing side by side, we're leading worship, and then as we always do at the end of worship, we walk down the center of the aisle, we go to the back, we sing the hymn, and Glenn is supposed to say those words, "Go in peace, serve the Lord," or "Go in peace, remember, you know, Christ is born," those kinds of things. And the church is supposed to say, "Thanks be to God," right? So around about verse 3, I feel these big carpenter's hands nudging me on the shoulder, and it's Glenn. I say, "What?" He says, "What is this?" He's looking in the bulletin, and I say, "Well, that's the dismissal. You say that." He says, "I'm not saying that." I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "Well, Pastor, it says, go in peace, remember the poor." He says, "Pastor, I am the poor. I don't need another reminder of that." Who am I, O God, that you'd be mindful of me? That Christmas, I'll never forget, it was one of the most beautiful things I'd ever seen. Glenn was the reader. And I didn't know it was a tradition in the church, but Glenn was always the reader. It's the kind of thing like, I didn't know when I got here who put up the Christmas tree. It just kind of happens when you're the pastor. Nobody writes it down, but Mike and Nancy and Mary always look after it. And so Glenn, I signed somebody up to be the reader. Her name was Betty, and somebody else came in and said, "Glenn's the reader." And I said, "No, Betty's the reader." And they said, "No, Glenn's the reader." I said, "Oh, okay." So Glenn comes on Christmas Eve, and he reads the same lesson that Mary read tonight from Isaiah. "The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. those who dwell in the land of deep darkness. On them light has shined. And I saw, as Glenn was reading it, what everybody else saw, which is just, as he read it, tears were just streaming down his face. And he could read the words, but there were so many tears he didn't even bother mopping them up. They just slopped on the page. Who am I, O God? Insignificant me. I think that that's a question that you don't have to be Glenn or a shepherd to ask. We've been living in this pandemic for 2 years. Many of us are carrying pain that we're afraid to show our neighbors, grief that we still are dealing with. Many of us are holding friends who are dealing with anxiety and depression. Many of us are dealing with broken relationships. Many of us, never mind a pandemic, we got our own stuff, right? Who am I? In this whole big world, this whole universe, the cosmos, why should God care about me? I think that's a question we can answer, or the question we can ask tonight, and that's a valid one. And tonight, on Christmas night, this is the night, if there ever was a night, this is the night when we hear the answer to that question. God doesn't come to Caesar's house and let him know that a child has been born. On this night, God shows up by way of a host of angels and says, "Shepherds, you are the ones I want to tell this." Why? Because like Glenn, you need this the most. Tonight we hear the truth, not of who we are, but of who God is, that God cares most deeply about the world's insignificant, the ones that we as a world want to throw away or cast down or trample on. Those are whom God favors. Those are whom God adores. And notice Mary. Mary's been singing. She's been holding this baby Jesus in her body. But when the shepherds appear, it's like a light bulb goes off. We hear that Mary is amazed, because I think Mary gets it. This is who God is, God of the shepherds. You who are alone at home worshiping, maybe you're homesick and watching this, or homebound watching this. You who are here tonight, grieving, lonely, lost, hurting, to you a child is born. To you, a son has been given. And with the angels, with the heavens, we sing glory to God in the highest. Amen.